Just smile for me and let the day begin. You are the sunshine that lights my heart within. And I'm sure that you're an angel in disguise. Come take my hand and together we will ride.
And welcome back again to Breakthrough Entertainment Live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac alongside Joseph J. Erdo, Trisha, and Eric Kathleen in the booth. Looking more cuddly right now than I've seen in the past. Oh, and they're doing nice hug.
It's right there on camera.
Very nicely. Oh, is it on camera?
I think it's the music that's getting to them.
Yeah, I think it's what you said about kissing in the different rooms. Between us.
You belong to me. I'm yours exclusively. Of course, Jeffrey Osborne on the Wings of Love, one of the most romantic songs of all time.
Ozzy Osborne?
No, Jeffrey Osborne for Breakthrough Entertainment's most romantic Valentine's Day special ever.
Oh, that was scary the way you said that. You crossed your eyes on that.
Yeah. Well, by the way, this song... You can hear in the trailer, it's a very funny trailer for a new Zac Efron movie. I forget the name of it, but it's
Neighbors too.
No, the two names need wedding dates.
Can I kill this song now?
On the wings of love. Go ahead, kill it. I'll keep it going. On the wings of love. All right.
All right, you are having
fun. Only
the
two of us.
And Trisha, you love massages.
I do. Very much. There's nothing better for your body to get it rejuvenated.
Oh, you like it too, Eric. Well,
massages?
I gotta tell you.
Oh, yeah.
Really? How about Kathleen?
Oh, yeah.
How about Joseph?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I guess, well, not, you know,
and
real
so
massages.
Do you.
Oh, well, I do indeed. But I got to tell you, this segment brought to you by a gentleman I met, a few months ago, actually 6-7 months ago, Quinn Schoenwald. He's a licensed sports massage therapist. And he works at the renowned Fisher Institute, and they have performance training, rehab, PT. The owner, Brett Fisher, is the staff PT and athletic trainer for the Arizona Cardinals. So he's at a great place. Quinn Schoenwald, great licensed sports massage therapist. It's great for your health. You really need to get out there. Just enjoy, relax, and health. I mean, how better?
Well, I was going to say, yeah, because of his specialty, I mean, granted, he could probably do a nice, easy Swedish massage, but he's going to be working more, you know, trigger point and actual sports therapy.
Yeah.
But awesome. And that's something that not everyone can do.
So. Not everyone at all. And I'm going to tell you right now, give him a call. He's ready to go. 307-921-2684. 307-921-2684. And that's Quinn Schoenwald, licensed sports massage therapist at the Great Fisher Institute. I would recommend it. I mean, really, he's a good guy, and he loves what he does. He's professional, and especially if you're an athlete, obviously. But I suspect non-athletes, too. However, give him a call. I'll mention it one more time. 307-921-2684. And that is Quinn Schoenwald. Back to you, Joseph J. You're speechless.
No, I got something to say.
Oh, yes.
Spaghetti.
What's spaghetti mean?
I don't know. They're telling us to say it on stream. So, STRE.AM/breakradioshow. They said
they just wanted to see if you'd say it.
Yeah, they just wanted to see how I said it. Hey, I said it. Spaghetti.
Spaghetti.
Yeah.
Spaghetti.
But I also want to let our listeners know you gave that contact information. You can find us at breakradioshow.com, or you can and you can also find us on. They said yay. That you can find us on Facebook. Just go to breakradioshow.com. Click on the big F in the upper right hand corner, and you can like us on Facebook and keep up to date on all of the wonderful shows that we have going on. And also, you can send us an email, entertainmentbreakthrough@gmail.com, or send me an email. Joseph.Erdo, AIRDO, @gmail.com. You know, of course, and our phone number is 602-252-1480, 602-252-1480. And people are loving our show again on stream. They're saying this is such an awesome radio show.
Woohoo!
Yes. So they're having a good time. We are as well.
Who loves you, baby?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Stream.
What?
I do, baby.
Oh, my God. Oh, you say it the same.
I love you, baby.
What? Okay, that was lovely. I meant who loves you. That's, what's his name?
Who loves you? Who loves you?
That was Kojak.
Yeah, that's right.
Kelly Savalas.
Yeah. Who loves you, baby?
He was good, right?
I was not a big fan of his.
Oh. Didn't you see The Diner? He was good in that.
In which one?
Some TV series. The Diner.
I liked Kojak, too.
Kojak was good.
I liked Kojak.
He always had a lollipop.
Yeah. Cujo was a good one. Yeah. Cujo?
No, Kojak.
I sing that to Mason, lollipop song.
Yes, but he always had a lollipop.
No, not that one. Let's go. No, you're a good boy, lollipop, or something like that.
It's
good
ship. Good ship.
Oh, yeah, good ship.
But he always says you're a good boy, lollipop.
That's it.
Yeah,
That's a Shirley Temple song.
Oh, that's right. I remember it as well.
Well, let's talk about a few other movies that opened this weekend. Of course, if you've seen any of these movies, or if you've seen any movies that you want to give us your review, you can join us on stream, stre.am/breakradioshow, or give us a call, 602-252-1480. We'll start with Standoff. Thomas Jane plays a troubled veteran who gets a chance at redemption by protecting a 12-year-old girl from an assassin played by Lawrence Fishburne after she witnesses a murder. Holding a shotgun with a single shell, he engages in physical and psychological warfare in a desperate fight for the girl's life.
Hey, Eric, he's auditioning like for, you know, one of the big studios there.
In a world.
Yeah. Yeah, see, he could do it too. It's fun. But yes, Standoff. It's on video on demand. It's
Standoff.
Also Standoff.
Is that
it's
like
called.
Stand Down?
No, Thomas Jane. And no, it's not.
Thomas Jane. He had an HBO movie. Did you know?
He was in Hung.
What was that about anyway?
He was also the Punisher.
The Punisher, one of the greatest.
What was that Hung thing about?
He was hard up for money. Oh. You're the one with the dirty mind.
No,
he was broke. Yes. He was broke.
He turned to porn.
Oh. No, he didn't. He was like a male escort.
Oh, that's right. He was an escort.
Okay, I was just saying.
Something like that.
Yeah. Hey, we did that. Wasn't that last year, Valentine's Day, we had Vin Armani?
Yeah, Vin Armani. Yeah.
We should have had him
back. He has a TV series, too.
Yes.
Is it still on?
Gigolos.
Is it still on?
I'm not sure.
Yeah,
I saw him.
There was like four of them, though.
Yeah.
That was weird.
That's really talented.
That was, well, anyway.
But, okay. And Lawrence Fishburne's also in the film, so two really good actors. Standoff holds your attention and your nerves hostage for the duration of its runtime with a super simple premise, some snappy dialogue, and a pair of fine performances from its actors. I love this movie. This is a 4-star movie. Huge thumbs up. This is a single setting thriller. I love these kind of movies that take place in one place, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they stay there the entire time. So essentially, Lawrence Fishburne is this bad guy. He's on the bottom floor, and then Thomas Jane is up on the top floor, around the corner of the, you know, there's a staircase, and with this girl, and he's trying to protect her. He's only got one bullet, and Lawrence Fishburne doesn't know that he's only got one bullet. Of course,
only
in the
one
shotgun.
Bullet. Do you punk?
Exactly. This is, you know, it's not about flashy special effects or explosive action sequences. This movie concentrates on building and maintaining suspense, and as a result, succeeds at entertaining audiences every step of the way. This is a really brisk screenplay, excellent sense of place to keep tension extremely high from beginning to end, and the stars here are each other's perfect foils. So, again, 4 stars. I highly, highly recommend seeing Standoff. You've got to see this one. Okay.
Okay. Well, yep. I'm going. I definitely am going to do it. I really wanted to see it this time, but like I said, I was.
It's a little silly. It's, you know, it's a little far out there, and I really didn't care for the young girl, her role, or her, you know, the actress. I don't think she did a very good job at all. But sometimes I feel like I'm beating up on a little kid, you know, for not being as good as these two, you know, wonderful actors, mm-hmm. right? But in spite of that, it's a really powerful movie. You know, and you know, again, it's just about suspense. So definitely see Standoff. Another one of the bigger movies that opened this weekend is Zoolander 2. So let's see, Dave. Let me see if your best Blue Steel. Come on stream, Blue Steel.
What's a oh?
Nice. Okay, Trisha, can we see you? Oh.
Oh.
Are you on?
See me. There I am.
Oh, there you are. There's your Blue Steel.
How about yours? Oh, that was pretty good.
You know, I get in
Eric's?
Trouble a lot because Eric.
How about Kathleen's?
Oh,
where'd she go?
She ran out of the room, so she didn't have
she
to
didn't
do Blue
do
Steel.
But you know, Blue Steel, I get in trouble a lot because when I go to my different
events.
She's back. Go do it, Kathleen.
Oh, that was a good one.
Nice, nice.
That was good.
Okay, but... But I get in trouble a lot because when I go to my various events and social gatherings and we're all taking
pictures.
By the
way, Comic-Con just started.
Yeah, Comic-Con.
Where?
The convention center.
Oh, shoot.
Started at 10.
Yep. We missed that again.
Yeah, second year in a row. but... It's
wow,
okay.
Really?
It's okay. We had Judy Evans on. Who cares about Comic-Con?
Well, lots of people care about Comic-Con, but you know,
yes.
Hey, we can only do so much in 3 hours.
Yes, but so I get in trouble a lot because all my friends are smiling in pictures, and I'm always doing this like sexy blue steel look, you know.
And then you're always doing sexy.
Do you practice it at traffic cams like Zoolander does?
I do. Wasn't that an amazing commercial?
I thought that was a very cool commercial.
Yes, it was for Fiat, right?
Yes.
So if you want to see a tidbit that's not in Zoolander, check out the Fiat commercial.
Yeah.
It was shown on Super Bowl. It was, yeah, okay,
yeah.
Yes. So that's a very funny commercial. Of course, Zoolander 2, Ben Stiller and Owen Wilson reprise their roles as models who this time face a threat to their continued success. Other stars include Will Ferrell, Penelope Cruz, Kristen Wiig, and so many other people. And you know what? That is what makes this movie entertaining. There are so many quick cameos in supporting characters in this movie. All these, you know, Justin Bieber's in the movie. Susan Sarandon is in the movie. Kiefer Sutherland is in the movie, a very, very, very funny supporting role. There are so many different actors that appear in this movie. That is what makes it worth watching alone. It's simple-minded, silly, and, well, stupid. Anyone who's seen the original Zoolander probably expects that, though, right?
Yes, I was going to say, not a surprise.
Right. Mm-hmm. It does tend to overwhelm or underwhelm, depending on your particular perspective, and yield more groans than laughs. I didn't really laugh out loud during this movie, but I did chuckle an awful lot. It left me a little unsatisfied, but I am giving it 3 stars because I did have a good time watching it because of all the different people. And you know what? The overpowering desire to sport a blue steel pose in your next driver's license photograph is just icing on the cake.
I looked up Phoenix Comic Con, and it says June 2nd to 5th.
There's various. There's another.
Oh, there are?
Yeah, there's a couple different events.
Oh.
Yeah. But go ahead and, you know, so I want to see you do that blue steel pose next time. Yeah, next on your driver's license, okay?
See, he's so young, he doesn't realize that a lot of times you'll have the same driver's license picture. At least in California, you have the same one for a long time.
Wouldn't that be awesome to have that for 15 years?
Then?
Oh, I had one for like 40 years. I haven't. I'm not 40 years old.
And Aria saw Zoolander 2.
They're giving it three stars
as well. It's a great movie. To just have small giggles the entire time watching.
Yeah,
yes.
Very good.
Very good.
Oh,
hey,
she should be
maybe
on our show. She down, baby. You called
no,
her baby?
I said maybe that's a match. Maybe.
A match.
Hey.
She's 23.
A screen match.
Yeah, yeah.
So she's in your age range.
Age range.
Right.
And
she has same taste in movies.
Yes, and music
taste.
As well.
And music.
And we also want to get to a movie that Dave and I both saw, Where to Invade Next. Filmmaker Michael Moore visits a host of nations to learn how the U.S. could improve its own prospects and discover that the solutions to America's most entrenched problems already existed in the world. They're just waiting to be co-opted. I thought this was an amazing movie. I like Michael Moore's movies.
We're going to rumble.
I'm giving it 4 stars.
Wow.
If there and I spoiled a little bit of my review last month, and you know, it was a little bit controversial, and you know, I don't mean this in a terrible way. It's kind of like a little bit tongue in cheek. If there was ever a movie that made you want to live in another country, any other country than America, then this would be it. This demonstrates that with Michael Moore's trademark wit that those in other countries lead far better lives than we do. Now, again, this is what the movie is telling us. I'm, you know, again, a little tongue-in-cheek and just keeping with the theme of the movie. Witnessing their health, wealth, and happiness will undoubtedly make most moviegoers as envious as they are entertained. Kind of like feel like you're looking through a window of a candy store or a toy store and going, oh, I want that.
I love the candy store.
You know, the things, I mean, the cheese alone that these kids in these schools get to eat. I was like, I am so jealous. I had Sloppy Joes and these hamburgers that were like boiled in I don't know what, and these people, these kids in other countries are eating wonderful food. That alone, and of course, then they ask you know, someone in another country about debt, but they don't know what that word debt is.
Maternity leave.
All these wonderful
education.
things. Yeah, so in addition to shining a spotlight on the good old U.S. of A.'s deficiencies in such a way that makes us simultaneously laugh and think, Moore presents several solutions to improve what we naively believed was the best country in the world. I think we all kind of are like, we are in the USA and, you know, we are kings because of that. You know what? Other people have great lives as well. So let's not just act like we are the grand old U.S. of A. and everyone else's.
That's treason!
Yeah.
No, but here's the thing. There is such a thing as pride in your country.
Yes,
and
there
that's
is.
What we do need to have
yes.
in the United States. It's not pride in a bad way where, like what you just said,
yeah.
we're the best, we're whatever. But you know what? You should be proud of where you live.
You
and
should.
You should be able to, you know, have that pride without trying to lord it over other people.
But the most important part is addressed during the end of the movie. And it goes along with what you're saying, because they're saying Michael Moore talks with some people, you know, in other countries. And they're saying, you know, I know all these different languages. I know all about the USA. What do you know about my country? A lot of people in America
that's why we
don't
need, that's
have
why
culture.
We need to travel. And that's
yes.
why we need to make sure that our education is teaching what it used
yes.
to,
yes.
which it doesn't anymore, which is yeah. world cultures and history.
So I know it's just a movie, but 4 stars. I was very entertained and I was enlightened a little bit as well. Dave?
I couldn't agree with you on 4 stars.
Okay.
It's a breakthrough.
Wow.
Five stars, ladies and gentlemen. It's funny. It's informative. Shocking. It's sad, and it actually generates anger, I thought. And you're exactly right. It really hits. I would call this, you know, you've heard of Moneyball, Bernie Ball. I'm going to call this exactly what Bernie Sanders is talking about. He hits almost every single topic about healthcare. Yes, it does work. I'm sure there's problems that Michael Moore didn't show in the movie, but it did show some interesting interviews about the lifestyle and the values. I thought it really hit on values of cultures that shifted from the prison systems, which was really interesting to me, how crime can go down when you really look at the rehabilitation model and not the punishment model. I thought that was interesting. The education, very interesting. Healthcare industry, interesting. The vacation model, the lifestyle model, was a value system that the employers bought into.
Yeah.
And they go, there's no clash between the profits of the company and the well-being of the people. So, you know, is that called socialism? I don't know, but it's called humanity, you know, at a very least. I'm not going to take a position here, but I will say that Bernie, if you see this movie, you're going to think of Bernie Sanders. He's the only one that's really talking about some of these things. Mm-hmm. It didn't go into the corrupt political super PACs financing campaigns.
But
that
I liked
Bernie,
that it was a little bit more light and talking about the cheese and stuff like that. How about when he let the little girl have that drink of Coke?
Yeah.
Coca-Cola. I laughed harder at that than I laughed at anything last year.
Most of them wouldn't take
it. Yeah, they didn't mind Coca-Cola, and she says, I'll try it.
Well, see, they view lunch as a class, how to eat well, how to relax, and just understand nutrition.
Yeah.
See, I thought that was interesting. Where here, it's like, well, you know, they throw it on the plate and, you know, hurry up.
Eat it. And get back to
employers, too. You get two-hour lunches, and profits go up, loyalty goes up. Illness goes down. I mean, it's really interesting as a model, but guess what? The culture has to change.
Yeah.
It has to be a value in the cultural fabric, or else I don't think you can impose this on people. But it does
What country was this that they gave?
Several different countries. The
Germany,
cheese one.
Slovenia, France.
I think France
Norway,
might have been the cheese one.
I'm saying where they wouldn't taste the Coke.
The Coke, wasn't that, was that France or was
that
it?
That was France because they had the cheese and stuff.
Yeah, because then
Gourmet meals.
Took a drink and all the kids are like, no, I don't want to try that.
But she didn't dislike
it. It was okay.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden she starts like going, she taps her fork.
She said, yeah, you might like it now, but wait for 15 minutes.
Yeah, because
it was a very funny movie.
She got like sugar
in
her.
What's very interesting, though, is that Coke is like the number one selling drink throughout the world. Except for in Peru, where Inca Kola outsells it.
Oh, really?
But yes.
But they
yes.
don't force feed it to kids.
No,
I mean,
no.
Here
yeah,
it's
this
like
was
you
a kids' cafeteria.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. See, and we don't force feed it either, but they make it available. And unfortunately,
well,
with all of our with all of our advertising and movies and everything making it.
Number one in education in the world. We're 26, by the way.
Yeah.
And there's only, what was it, two countries... What, let's see. Where did I see that? There was two countries, I believe. Let's see. Based on
And there's so much content in this movie. That's why, Trisha, I think you need to see this movie. We need to revisit this discussion. You know, after you've seen it, because you might have a different opinion.
Oh, on Portugal too. They looked at. Yeah, there's about what, 7 or 8 countries, I believe.
And it, you know, it's just a like a light grazing of the movie. I mean, of all the subjects.
Yeah, it was funny. I mean, they go, well, also Iceland, and that was the most not the most, but about the banking system where they only have 3 banks or something, right? 2 of them run by men collapsed. And the one ran by women did not.
Yeah.
And they said we should rename Lehman Brothers Lehman Sisters.
Yeah.
No, it was really interesting.
It addresses women as well.
It addresses every
women in power.
Key item every politician's talking about. But Bernie's the only one that I've heard that really wants to do something about almost everything. And he says, and they show the comparison. Now, you know, did we do a fact check? No, I didn't do a fact
check. Right, I'm not addressing reality.
But it does show,
you
know, everyone's saying, how can it be paid for, free education? Well, it is. If the model works somewhere, the model works.
Yeah.
And it works many different places, many countries. So, again, it's not a political comment, but see the movie, think for yourself, and do your own research. I mean,
It starts a discussion.
Yeah,
that's what
it
I'm saying. And it's one of my, I think it might be my favorite Michael Moore movie.
I think it is. Yeah. I love Fahrenheit 9/11, but I think this was better.
And it's weird that the distributor, it's a very small distributor. It's only a few theaters here in Phoenix. I think like maybe 4 theaters,
really?
4 or 5 theaters.
That's it.
I think, you know, but hopefully it'll expand. So if you don't have Where to Invade Next near you now, hopefully it will soon. It will be soon. And if not, then go see, like, travel to see it.
Here it is. There's only 2 countries, basically, of civilized countries in the world that doesn't have maternity leave, New Guinea and the U.S.
Yeah. Yeah, that was
That was funny, right?
Yeah.
No,
and they showed the country and they showed the other people. And
yeah. How about this other one where they go, if you're stressed out, they force you to go on a 3-week vacation at a spa. I mean, talk about health and well-being. I mean, that sounded outrageous. However, evidently it's not being abused. It's a really interesting show, but there's some backstory, I'm sure.
Yeah, exactly.
But if we weren't so litigious in having workman's comp cases that are ridiculous and things like that, it would make a difference.
Now, Eric, I'm going to ask you, we're not going to take a break because we only have a few more minutes left, but let's play a little bit from our next song. This is Starship with Nothing's Gonna Stop Us Now, one of my favorite songs. Of course, it's a very romantic song. Right? Come on. We get the 80s going, right?
80s. To be true,
standing here beside you. You like that one, Dave?
I like this one.
I mean, it reminds you of the 80s. Of course, there's another one that would be really good if you were singing it as a duet. Let him
see we're crazy. The guy from Starship just died.
Oh, he did. Oh, that's sad.
Oh. Really? Never look
back at the world around us. Yeah? Come on, Dave. You look a little bit like confused there.
I am.
We'll just let him play a little bit of the chorus, and then we'll go on to our next song.
Oh, yeah.
You and me, Eric.
That's too early in the morning.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll transition out of that one.